delivers high shtick on hockey every Friday morning at 8:10 with Dunham and Miller. Brought to you by Kellum & Sons, North Texas GMC dealers, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
6:32, those who muse so gently will be forming an alliance with Stone Appliance tomorrow.
Yeah.
Their highly rated morning drive presentation will take place there from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. That's in Allen at North Central Expressway, or 75, as it's more commonly known up that way. And McDermott, you can register to win ticket T-shirts and the Muser's Cooking Hour. They'll get that up and running at 9 tomorrow morning. Come by and see what they'll be whipping up. Maybe they'll make you some pancakes or waffles or something. All right, right now, it is time for a little bit of E! News Junior.
Kind of. More topical, yeah. Issue-y.
Oh, really?
Outside the lines-y than E! News.
All right, we should tell everybody the hammer is gone. The hammer...
He died?
Left a little early today.
Get off the ship.
And he won't be with us tomorrow.
Which we all know what that means.
Because he's going skiing or some such.
Yes, he is.
We get to hear the hammer open.
Right.
Forgot about that.
So that'll be a treat for all of us tomorrow.
So last night, and I'm glad you mentioned the Gentle Musers, because they brought this up too. They touched on it a little bit. Because they watch this show. Now me, I don't watch it. I'm doing chores while the show is going on, and I may catch a snippet here or there, mind you.
Your wife's responsible for this, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
My wife watches this show.
Sir, dear. I'll do chores.
We're speaking of The Bachelor.
You watch the show. I'll do chores.
The Bachelor or The Bachelorette?
Bachelorette, I'm sorry. What's the difference?
A member, I think.
Oh. So, last night was the final evening of The Bachelorette, okay? George deemed this the worst moment on television of 2004. I deemed it the funniest, and it's certainly the cheesiest moment on television.
Cheesier than my big, fat, obnoxious?
Yes, because of this line this guy issues to the girl. She picks this one dude, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This super mysterious, quiet, worldly, unemployed guy is who she ends up picking over the safe choice. A guy with a steady job, a guy who says all the right things, a guy who's super cordial. I mean, this guy's right out of 14th century as far as his chivalry goes.
Right. It will not last, and she will be naked in magazines in 2 years.
And so she picks this guy, and she's trying to express her love to him. And he fires off... Well, I thought it was the funniest line I've heard in quite some time. You guys be the judge.
Should he fart?
I wish.
I don't ever see myself without you. And I am just absolutely so... so in love with you. It's crazy. I have never felt like this before. But I don't want to see. I know this is weird. I don't know.
I'm so scared, baby.
There. They're all oohing and aahing over each other. And now they're mugging down. I don't want to hear that. But when he...
God, I'm so scared, baby.
I'm so scared, babe.
I'm about to fart.
I'm so scared, baby.
Oh,
babe,
babe, play it again.
I'm so scared, baby.
Doesn't that sound like it's out of Grease or something?
Would you ever...
It's out of Elvis.
I'm so scared, baby.
Oh, baby. Would you ever in your life say that?
Priscilla, I'm so scared.
I'm so scared, baby.
I'm scared, baby. Priscilla, I'm scared.
Play it one more time.
I think
I'm so scared, baby.
Baby.
Baby. Sorry I farted on your new dress.
I'm so scared.
Probably scared at the idea of knowing she's going to be around for a while.
He goes on to tell her, though. Mind you, they've known each other for a month.
And they met on television.
They met on television, and they love each other so much.
I'm so scared, baby.
Well, scared, baby.
Yeah, but how's this any different than any of these other crap reality shows
it's
where
not.
It's love at first sight. Well, you date for 3 weeks, and then you get married.
That's
I'm
what
so
he,
scared, baby. I'm so scared that I crap my pants, baby.
I made doo-doo and panties.
What a wuss.
He goes, at the end, he goes,
baby, I knew when I got out of that limo the first night. I knew it. I loved you.
I'm so scared, baby.
I'm so scared, baby.
And George says that's the worst television moment of 2004.
Yes.
That is
and
so
I guarantee
funny.
You, he had 90% of the women watching that show in tears with that line.
I'm so scared, baby.
Honey,
why
aren't you scared? You should be scared like him.
Why can't you be open with your emotions like he is?
He's so quiet, but when he says something, it's so powerful.
He's so scared.
I'm so scared, baby.
He's so right for me. Who are you?
Meanwhile, you're doing chores.
Right, I'm back there folding panties.
Cleaning the garbage disposal.
Yeah.
But I'm scared too, baby. I may get my fist caught in the disposal.
Might be something for fuel to say.
I'm so scared, baby. I'm so scared, baby.
That is pathetic.
Oh, it was wonderful. I really got a chuckle out of that. Now,
what was your wife's take on that?
I'm so scared, baby.
I don't
know.
Did
she enjoy that?
Yeah, she loved it. She eats that stuff up, that romantic stuff. She's just...
That's a fault.
He's so sensitive. He just knows where he is at all times. You're not like that. You're such a loud, obnoxious ass.
I know, dear, but I'm doing chores.
I'm so scared, baby.
Ass! Why is it that women, though, because she did, she had the safe pick, and this happens every single time. She had the safe guy, the guy who made lots of money, the guy who treated her better than the other guy, the guy who looked like clean cut, you know?
Yeah.
The safe guy. But she went with the guy who was unemployed, the guy who had traveled all over the world, the guy who, you know, he told her 100 times, you know, where he'd been as far as his world travels, and that really meant a lot to her. Real quiet, super mysterious. Why do they pick that person over the safe person? Every time
it
happens.
I just think that, just working without a net, I guess.
Because there are a multitude of safe bets out there. That's something easy. You can go down to any coffee shop, go to the grocery store, and find a clean-cut guy with a decent job, and you can have a white picket fence life.
Yeah, but it doesn't work out. She can find another.
Oh, yeah, she can find another guy that works in pharmaceutical sales.
That's what they do after their divorce, is they find the safe guy.
Exactly. But the guy
They get out of it saying, man, I'm never going to do that again.
But at the age of 25, they're like, God, this...
Yeah, at the age of 25, boy, everything's real exciting. You know, this guy is kind of...
He just knows me.
Right.
I'm so scared,
all different and everything, you know?
He's scared.
Taking Uzo shots in Greece.
Oh, so you watched it too?
No, I heard them talking about it this morning.
Oh, okay.
I didn't get the full panties and watch The Bachelorette.
Okay. It was interesting. Say the least.
Yes, yeah. That'd be the Cotton Bowl.
It is the Eric Clapton benefit concert featuring every guitar player in the country.
Unbelievable.
Including B.B. King, Carlos Santana, Brian May of Queen, Pat Metheny of...
The Pat Metheny group?
I don't know.
He's a jazz guy.
Jimmy Vaughn. Wrap it up.
Can I interject something here?
Go ahead, Greg. Joe Walsh. It's all going to benefit the Crossroads Center. which is a chemical addiction treatment and education center that provides residential care, family, and aftercare programs on the island of Antigua.
Bring me a sack of cocaine.
Other guests include Doyle Bramhall, who taught John Lennon how to play the washboard, right?
No.
J.J. Cale, who I've seen with Widespread before. Larry Carlton.
Black really? No, it's not.
Robert Cray, Buddy Guy, David Hidalgo.
Buddy Lee?
Eric Johnson, Sonny Landreth, Robert Randolph, who was at the Grammys the other night. Otis Rush.
Steel guitar player.
Hubert Sumlin, Dan Tominski, and the guy that got Danny sucked in to already buy his tickets, Steve Vai.
Shut up.
You love Steve Vai.
I do.
Boy, you do.
I love seven-string guitars with handles.
If only Joe Satriani could be there. Did I read his name?
I don't think surely he did he's going to be there. Well, don't you have more, though? Aren't there more?
Have you heard of more?
Well, yeah.
Well, like who?
ZZ Top?
I don't, right there.
We don't have confirmation of that. That's rumor.
Somebody had it up here today.
Who?
Cat or Scooter?
Cat.
Scooter Strong or one of them did.
I wonder why they put...
And Keith Richards is going to be there. Jeff Beck is going to be there. Jimmy Page is going to be there.
Well, I think Channel 8 might be rethinking their invitation right now.
Oh, here's the rest of the list. No, I really didn't have that. Are you sure these people are booked? Because according to Billboard.com, the official website of music...
Well, that's what Kat said.
Kat still thinks it's 1993.
Yeah.
Of course, Kat didn't like our Today in Sports History segment yesterday either.
By the way, what happened to it today?
I don't know. We forgot about it. We'll pick it up tomorrow.
So that's going to be yesterday in sports history?
Right. Yeah, we'll do today
yesterday
and tomorrow.
Sports history.
Uh-oh.
So why would they pick Dallas for that in June? Why don't they pick somewhere cool?
It won't be that hot in June.
Because we have a lot of guitar centers.
Yeah, it's
hard. We have five guitar centers, man.
opening day.
If anybody needs a Jackson or Charvel, they can go right over there and pick one up.
Opening day admission is priced at $15. Surely that's when Steve Vai will take
the
stage.
I've got $20.
Yes.
Second day tickets are $30.
And last day tickets will no doubt be $400.
$60.
Mm. Well, I can tell you who won't be attending.
Who?
Me.
Me. I won't go either, man. Will you go to that?
I don't know.
No.
You're not interested in this?
Okay. Are they just going to get up there and play guitar? Is it going to be the all-guitar band? Like 30 guitars up there?
It will end up that way. They will have a grand finale that will have 15 dudes trying to play lead over
right,
each other.
They'll all be playing Dust My Broom.
That will be the biggest beating in the world.
Man, I'm not a big guitar guy, to be honest with you.
That's what it'll be.
Now, if Ron Wood were there, I'd go.
I mean, I don't want to go see Jimmy Vaughn.
You don't want to see him do this? See 15 of these guys up there, they're all doing this?
God.
Just trying to outdo each other. You got some old guy up there like B.B. King just playing like one-note bends, and then Steve Vai jumps down with the double-neck guitar just tapping and hammering on and doing sweeps.
Where's Eddie Van Halen?
Good question. Oh my God.
No, man. You know what? If Clapton got up there and sang, if he was guaranteed to sing five or six songs from Cream.
Like whip out a little badge.
Yes.
Little swabbler.
Yes.
Well, maybe he will.
I love Cream. Or anyone for tennis. I'm in.
I wouldn't bet on that one.
You think?
And with any other festival, there's at least the
tale of
the
Brave Ulysses.
Yeah.
The joy of people watching. With this,
the cold winter would bring you down forever.
What's the one? And the picture has a mustache.
That's Swalliver.
Yeah, Swalliver.
Yeah.
And the rainbow has a beard.
Boy, the best of Cream is great.
Oh, it's a great record. You just giggle.
Do you own Disraeli Gears?
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't.
Do you know any Cream?
I think I've got a couple of best ofs.
Cream
collections.
And is Santana going to get up there and whip everyone with Black Magic Woman?
And Yomo Komi Ma or whatever.
Oye Tambien.
Oye.
Tell me, man.
And Jimmy Vaughn's going to get up there and play rhythm to wrap it up and toughen up.
He'll be driving out a Ford truck while he does.
Yeah. And Kim Wilson, they're going to roll Kim Wilson on stage with his backwards golf hat. What a piece of crap band that was.
Well, this sure is an all-star band, isn't it?
Well, congratulations, Dallas.
What?
Congratulations, Dallin.
Boy, Grego leaves and just the governor comes off this thing, doesn't it?
Congratulations, Dallas. It's coming your way.
Every guitar ever made.
All right, 6:48. Let's gear up for the two-minute drill, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly next here on The Ticket.